Mordred as well. We don't have no Novocaine, baby boots, Detta Walker said, and I know that show. But if the time coming, I tell you, you're going to whip out your knife and cut that ugly motherfucker right off'n me. Going to do it faster than yon bumbler can snatch a fly out the air. You understand me? Catch my drift? Yes. Now lie over, take some rest. She lay over. 5 minutes after she had appeared to go to sleep, Detta Walker opened her eyes and gave him, "I watchin' you, white boy," a glare. Roland nodded to her, and she closed her eyes again. A minute or two later, they opened a second time. Now it was Susanna who looked at him, and this time, when her eyes closed, they didn't open again. He had promised to wake her at midnight, but let her sleep 2 hours longer, knowing that in the heat of the fire, her body was really resting, at least for this one night. At what his fine new watch said was 1 o'clock, he finally felt the gaze of their pursuer slip away. Mordred had lost his fight to stay awake through the darkest watches of the night, as had innumerable children before him. Wherever his room was, the unwanted, lonely child now slept in it with his wreck of a coat pulled around him and his head in his arms. And does his mouth, still caked with Cy Thoughtful's blood, purse and quiver as if dreaming of the nipple it knew but once, the milk it never tasted? Roland didn't know. Didn't particularly want to know. He was only glad to be awake in the still watch of the night, feeding the occasional piece of wood to the lowering fire. It would die quickly, he thought. The wood was newer than that of which the townhouses were constructed, but it was still ancient, hardened to a substance that was nearly stone. Tomorrow they would see trees, the first since Calabrin Sturgis, if one set aside those growing beneath Algol Ciento's artificial sun, and those he'd seen in Stephen King's world.